Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and boy, we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, and looking forward to our study in 2 Peter, continuing our study about false teachers, and we'll talk a little bit tonight about the way of Balaam and the gainsaying of Korah and some other things that Peter mentions about some of the characteristics of false teachers. And he said, in the last days, false teachers will grow worse and worse. And boy, they're all over now. And so we need to know the truth. The Bible says, if you know the truth will make you free. So come join us tonight if you can, 6:30 p.m. tonight. The children are going to be singing to start the service, the Glow Club children and the little ones, and we look forward to that always when they get opportunity to come up and sing for us. And then, of course, they'll have their children's clubs and a nursery, and then the rest of us are up in the auditorium, and we'll enjoy a wonderful service together, a missionary letter, and, of course, the study of God's Word as we're in the book of 2 Peter on Wednesday night. 6:30 p.m. tonight. Hope you can come out and join us, and we look forward to the midweek service. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to pick up Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 12, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I think Paul's writing here to try to tell us a little bit about success in the Christian life. Now, if I want to be a success, I want to listen to successful people. If someone wants to tell me how to train dogs, I'm going to say, "Well, how's yours?" And if he says, "Well, my dog died," well, then I'm not sure I want to listen to him. Or someone says, "I want to teach you how to have a magnificent marriage." "Well, how's your marriage?" And he says, "Well, I've never been married." Well, of course, there's all kinds of people that could tell you how to have terrific children and how you ought to rear your children who don't have any. They're always experts on child rearing when they don't have any of their own. And so I want to be a success, but I want to be a success not in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes. And listen, success in God's eyes all begins with knowing Christ. Paul says that I want to be found in Him. So it's not just wanting to be saved, though that's how you get saved, is you're found in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But it's after I'm saved, I want my life to count for Christ. How can that happen? How can I be able to one day at the end of my life, when I close my eyes here on this earth in death and I open them in heaven, I can hear the Lord Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord." What are some essentials for success? Well, I think we see them here in these verses. Number one is a dissatisfaction. Paul says in verse 12, "Not as though I'd already attained." Paul said, "No, I haven't arrived. I'm not perfect. I haven't gotten to that point yet where I don't have anything else to learn." You know, we're never going to attain the perfect Christian life. You're never going to outgrow your need for church. You're never going to outgrow your need for preaching. You're never going to outgrow your need for witnessing. You're never going to outgrow your need for prayer. You're never going to outgrow your need to go to the altar. You're never going to outgrow your need to read and to study and to meditate and to memorize your Bible. Oh, the first essential in your Christian life is never become satisfied with what you are and what you've done for God. When you think, I pray enough, or I read enough, or I witness enough, or I give enough, you're settling for where you are. And you'll never be a candidate for success. Paul didn't say, "Well, I've penned some Bible, most of the New Testament. Matter of fact, I've started churches. I've seen multitudes saved. I've seen miracles performed. I've seen God deliver me from death." But Paul said, he didn't say, "I'm satisfied." He said, "I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied that I'm reading the Bible like I ought and studying like I ought. I'm not satisfied with prayer time. I'm not satisfied with witnessing. I want to witness more. I want to be a more effective witness. There has to be a dissatisfaction. Whether you're a Christian, whether you're living the Christian life, I apply it playing sports growing up. Man, once you become satisfied thinking you're good enough, others are going to pass you by. And you're not going to be good. You're going to be mediocre. The greatest players you know, they continue to work on their game. They realize they never arrive, and that's a good point for the Christian life. And Paul said, don't think you've attained. Don't think you're already perfect. So the first essential for success is a dissatisfaction with where you are. Number two, a devotion. He says, verse 13, this one thing I do. That sounds like focus. That sounds like a devotion. I mean, he's been through shipwreck and beatings and stonings and whippings and jail and prison. But through it all, how did he get through it all? How did he make it? Because he stayed devoted to Jesus Christ. Where are the Christian soldiers of our day? I think it's because we give a false message. Ask Jesus into your life. No, that's not the Bible message. The Bible message is ask Jesus to be your life when Christ, who is our life. When they ask a businessman, what's your occupation? The answer ought to be Christian. And they say, well, no, you don't understand. What's your job? You say Christian. No, you don't understand. What do you do for a living? I'm a Christian. My full-time occupation is to be a Christian. Now, I manage a meat packing plant to pay expenses. See, are you devoted to Jesus Christ like that? How's your devotion to Christ? Are you more devoted to Christ than your job? Are you more devoted to Christ than pleasures? Are we more devoted to Christ than sports? Are we more devoted to Jesus than anything? Are we loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength? Charles Spurgeon said, I want to so live that when I look up to the heaven and say, I love you, Lord, he can lean over the banister of heaven and look down at me and say, I know it, Charles. I know it. Devotion. What's needed for success? A dissatisfaction. What's needed for success? A devotion. What's needed for success? A direction. Again, verse number 13, not only this one thing I do, but forgetting those things that are behind. Oh, the direction for the Christian is always forward. It was David Livingstone, the great missionary to Africa, who said any direction is okay as long as it's forward. It was Winston Churchill of England that said, never, never, never turn back. Go forward. I don't want to be a used to Christian. Well, I used to sing in the choir. I used to work a bus route. I used to go witnessing. I used to be faithful to church. I used to go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I used to do this. No, don't be that way. Get a direction and go forward for Christ. To go forward, you have to forget those things that are behind. That means not just failures, but successes. It means I can't dwell on my failures. If I dwell on my failures, if I dwell on my mistakes, then I'm going to get melancholy. I'm going to get sorrowful. I'm going to get discouraged. But if I dwell on my successes, if I dwell on my accomplishments, then I'm going to get proud. I'm going to get lazy. I'm going to rest on my laurels, so to speak. No, I forget the failures and I forget the successes. And I go forward for God. Why? I'm reaching forth to those things that are before. Oh, listen, my friend. God forgets the past. When God forgives, he doesn't forget. He chooses not to remember. That's why he can use Moses, even though he killed a man. That's why he can use Peter at Pentecost, only 50-some days after he cursed and swore and denied he knew the Lord. Because they had a direction. It was forward. What do you need to have success in the Christian life? Well, you need a dissatisfaction. What do you need? A devotion. What do you need? A direction. And then number four, you need a determination. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The word there, press, was a word used to press grapes, to squeeze them out, to get the juice out. It's the idea of the runner as he's running towards the tape or the finish line. And you see him leaning forward and stretching out and the vein in his neck popping out and everything leaning towards squeezing everything out of himself that he can to get to that finish line. Literally, Paul's saying, I squeeze myself out for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Truth is, most people are on the same level. It's determination that'll push some ahead. Peter Marshall said, let us not be content to wait and see what will happen, but may God give us the determination to make the right thing happen. Let me ask you a question. What would it take to stop you? What would it take to get you to stumble in your Christian life? What would it take you to quit? Would it be someone to disappoint you? Would it be someone to insult you? Would it be someone to let you down, or another Christian to sin? Listen, Paul had co-workers turn back on him, but he didn't quit. He had the cat of nine tails down across his back 39 times, but he didn't quit. He was shipwrecked at night and a day in the deep, but he didn't quit. Think about the Lord Jesus with the crown of thorns and his beard plucked out. And they spit in his face. And they drove nails into his hands and his feet, but he didn't quit, my friend. He had determination to go to the cross. The Bible said he set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem. Now, the word press, squeeze out, pressure yourself. Set some goals and meet them. How determined are you to succeed as a Christian? How determined are you to be a Christian that pleases God? Now, let me help you with this. I get tired of people saying, well, it doesn't matter what I do, what I don't do, God can't love me anymore. And he can't. He loves you no matter what. But listen, be accepted in him and be accepted of him are two different things. We're accepted in the beloved because we're in Christ. But to be accepted of him depends on how we're living our life right now. I want to be pleasing to God. I was created for his pleasure. You were created for his pleasure. And so let's be determined to live for him. Let's be determined to be a Christian that is pleasing in God's sight. Oh, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. How do we get there? A dissatisfaction with what we are and what we do for Christ. A devotion to Christ. Our focus is on Christ. My direction is forward. I forget the past and I reach forth for what is before. And I press. I pressure myself. Determination. I pressure myself for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May God help us to be determined to be a success for the Lord Jesus. Lord, may God help us to be dissatisfied, devoted, have the forward direction and the determination to be pleasing in his sight. And one day we'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And that, my friend, is the only success that we're looking for. That would be success in the eyes of God, not just in the eyes of man. All right? Well, listen, have a wonderful Wednesday, will you? I look forward to being with you again in our broadcast tomorrow. And let's see, tomorrow, we'll look forward to being a little bit of time, I think, in John chapter 14. John 14, where Jesus talks about, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And so we'll enjoy some time in there tomorrow, all right? I hope to see some of you at church tonight, 6:30, for the evening service tonight. And the rest of us will come back and get together for the radio broadcast tomorrow, all right? Well, listen, have a wonderful Wednesday. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. May be a shining light to Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.